It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Time to take a look at our tri-state forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. How are you?
Well, it was 41 at my house and raining this morning. It is now 44 and we're getting showers. And the heat did kick on again last night at my house.
Well, I hate to tell you this. That heat's going to be kicking on from this point on. I mean, what could you possibly be thinking? It's October 26th, Marshall.
I know.
And we have snow in the forecast for Friday. So
I mentioned that I said I think there might even be some snow on Friday. But so give us, well, at least as you said in your forecast, at least the forest fires are getting put out.
Well, yeah, that's one good thing, you know, and Mother Nature takes care of things. That storm will be the one responsible to pull Zeta, which will become a hurricane, up from the Gulf of Mexico toward Louisiana, and then the two combine, and the moisture from Zeta combines with that winter storm, and they move across the Mid-Atlantic. The further south you are in New England, the more rain you get. Further north you are in New England, the less rain you get. However, on the northern fringe, as both systems combine to move off Delaware sometime on Friday, there could be enough cold air coming down behind the system to change rain over to some wet snow. I don't think there's going to be any kind of an accumulation. If there is, it would be extremely light and it would be in the higher elevations. And that's for Friday. But prior to that, today will be a Marshall Miles Monday. Cloudy with rain and drizzle. Maybe we'll get to 55. Maybe. Cloudy with some drizzle tonight, 50. Mainly cloudy Tuesday. Mainly cloudy means it could be a little sun breaking out, 55 to 60. And I would say a lot of clouds Wednesday, but no rain, mid-50s. Now, rain will develop Thursday, probably in the afternoon. And then it will become heavy at times, either late in the day or at night, 55 to 60. The rain will be tapering down. It'll be windy. It'll be cold on Friday. And again, some of that rain could end as some wet snow. I don't think the highs on Friday will be much above where they are right now, and that is 40 degrees.
And you think we're going to stay in this now for now? We're going to be locked in.
In what?
To the normal temperatures and a possibility of like some rain changing.
I don't see anything warm coming our way, at least through the coming weekend. Saturday for Halloween, for the trick-or-treaters, whatever they're doing, it does look sunny, but it's going to be, you know, chilly. I think for the most part, it's going to stay in the 40s during the day, which means the nights will be even colder. And Sunday right now may cloud up. We may get more rain. That's, you know, up in the air. But I don't know what the story is going to be for trick-or-treat. In fact, I was going to text my next-door neighbor to find out, since she has three kids in school, I was going to ask her what she has heard. Because I've heard that, you know, if the parents bring the kids around trick-or-treating, they may not be too open to having the kids go up to people's doors and actually have people greet them, you know, with the treats. So I don't know what the story is going to be there. So I was kind of thinking that maybe I should just, you know, get a big, huge bowl with all the candy, you know, of course, all wrapped, and leave it out front and just have the trick-or-treaters take what they want.
No, here's what you should do.
Okay.
Go out and buy a bunch of styrofoam cups, okay? Styrofoam cups. And put candy in each individual styrofoam cups. Line them up.
Okay.
And that way people don't touch the same candy. And stuff like that. That's the easiest way to do it. And then when you have to refill it, you have people stand back, you refill it, and or else put out like 15 or 20 at a time. But that's what they recommend. But they also recommend in New York State and here in Connecticut not to wear a costume mask unless you have a proper face covering underneath it and can breathe easily. I don't know of any young kid that's going to wear a mask and have a face mask under it and be able to breathe easily. I just don't know that. But we'll see what happens. Halloween parties in New York and Connecticut It's got to be well under 50 people, 6 feet in between, masks. If not, you are going to be liable to get a fine. They're trying to do that, but it's going to be a strange. It's once again, it's like everything else. It's going to be a very strange, strange Halloween. Pat, well, you know, Pat, it just was. It's just that type of year.
Yeah, but you know, why can't, as far as the kids go, why can't the kids just wear their regular masks? You know, now let's just say somebody has a little girl's going to come as Minnie Mouse. Okay, so she could have the ears on, she could have the nose on, but keep the surgical mask on and forget about putting any kind of a mask over that. Just keep your surgical mask on and she could have her little dress as Minnie Mouse and go from there.
No, that's what people are going to have to do. That's what people are
because
have to
do. To put two masks on kids, no. I mean, as an adult, I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, wear my surgical mask and then over that another mask. Absolutely not. I would not want to do that. And let me ask a question of you with the styrofoam cups. Is there a reason why the cup should be styrofoam and not like paper cups?
No, paper cups are fine. Paper cups.
It's just any kind of disposable cup.
Yeah, it's just that if there's a mist in the air, paper cups will kind of melt and the styrofoam ones won't. You know what I mean? But
gotcha.
But that's the only reason where I said styrofoam or plastic. But paper cups would be fine as long as it's not not raining out or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, right now we don't expect rain, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. So you know, this year can be capitalized in my week. Last week, my sister passed away.
Yeah.
I moved on to my 68th birthday. But right. Then to wind up the week on a nice note, my daughter Karen, they had a small private ceremony, which they put on Zoom, and a whole bunch of us watched that. So my daughter Karen got married to Zach. So my week really encapsulates what this year has been. Just one thing after another after another. But
wow, yeah.
It's been a strange, but a very, very strange year. And we're not done with it yet, Pat.
Yeah, I know. I know. You're absolutely right. But look, next week at this time is going to be it's going to be very interesting because it's election week. But from what people have told me this morning in New York, they said they could not believe the lines
out
of the polls.
All
so people are just getting out and voting, which is really, really great because that's what it's going to take, right, Marshall?
It is. As long as someone's got to win big so we don't get this thing dragged out. But we can talk about that later.
Right.
Because we're out of time.
That's right. And you keep warm, keep dry, and I'll see you tomorrow.
And try to keep the word snow out of the forecast for the other
week. Yeah, I try.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.